ஹரே பரமாமே ஹரே பிரியே ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே ஜெய் ஸ்ரீமதுவரானிக்கி ஜெய். Anyone have any magnifying glasses? I bought my case and there's nothing inside. Anyone have reading glasses? Yeah. Thank you very much. So today is the divine appearance of the most holy, sacred, lovely, beautiful, demure Srimati Radhika, who is our leader of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. She is the embodiment of Krishna's internal potency. And as such, she is very, very dear to Lord Krishna, and she is very, very sacred to us. Of course, there's not much in the Srimad Bhagavatam about Srimati Radharani. As we heard from Maharaj yesterday, the different leelas. There are many different leelas from different pranas about Srimati Radharani. A lot of them we don't hear because, may not be so conducive to our mood, like, Radharani gets married to Krishna and and they commit suicide and all things like that. So the Bhagavatam, we generally stick to. Having said that, I'm going to read, this is from Sivaram Maharaj's book, Krishna Sangati. And mostly it's from the Gaga Samhita, but I want to point out, want to accent the how special Radharani is. So the story is just a medium by which you can try to understand the the greatness of Sri Radhika. As we have heard that when Krishna came to the planet, then Radha came with him, and there was a story of a curse, cursing and counter cursing of Radhika and Sridham. They both cursed each other, and Radha cursed Sridham to come to the earth, and Sridham cursed, when you come to the earth with Krishna, then you'll be forced to be separated from 100 years. So this is after the 100 years. When the 100 years had finished, Radhika was sitting on the banks of the Jamuna, feeling very broken-hearted, as usual, in separation from her Krishna. And Chandanana, her friend, was reading the glories of the holy places. She was reading about this Siddha Ashram. It's in Gujarat, near Dwarka. And Radha asked about the benefits of your bathing, taking bath in Siddha Ashram. Has anyone been there? It's where they get the Gopi Chandan from. Of course, there's different places. And Kapila Muni, that's where Kapila Muni taught. There's different variations, but more likely it's that place in Gujarat where it was. So Chandanana said, she's quoting from her scripture, the wise say that one who touches Siddhashram or bathes in its waters will never be separated from Krishna. So that was good news for Radharani. He's been suffering separation for 100 years. So she thinks, well, we'd have to go to this place. So they made all arrangements to go, just like they went to Kurukshetra for the eclipse or the witch buses and the Dwarka buses. So they say, let us go there and go to Siddha Ashram, get the blessings there, and we can also visit our other relatives and friends in in Dwarka. So they left in a big caravan. They packed all kinds of food and paraphernalia, and hundreds and thousands of gopis come with Radhika. They left in their different palanquins, and they were guarded by hundreds of cowherd men. And Radharani was very, very ecstatic. Every day they were coming a little closer. She thought, you have this perfection of bathing in Siddha Ashram, and then Krishna would never be she'd never be separated from Krishna again. And she was seeing everything in relationship with Krishna. So like that, every time, you know, she would look at the clouds and see that. She would remember Krishna. And the closer she got, the more and more intense her feelings to Krishna became. So she was always in great anticipation. Have we arrived yet? Are we coming? We're getting very close. So finally they arrived at Siddha Ashram. It got, the atmosphere got very nice there. The birds were chirping, the bees were humming. It was very nice, very atmosphere. Then she heard, this is it, we've arrived here. And Radha was thinking, oh, wonderful, now my desires will be fulfilled. And in the meantime, Krishna, being all pervasive as a super soul and being a great lover of Radha, he was also understanding this caravan was coming to Dwarka from his different messengers. So he knew he would get reports all the time. How Radharani? What was she feeling? What was she saying? How was she dressed? What loving expressions she was talking to him. So he knew all this. And Krishna, as she was coming closer, so Krishna was getting more and more agitated also in Dwarka. And the queens were thinking, what's happening with Krishna? He's getting kind of a little funny, like he's haunted sometimes. Till the last day, get very close, and Krishna was almost like a madman also. And he could just hear the name of Radha, Radha, Radha in his ears. And he said, we should go on pilgrimage to Siddha Ashram. Like this. So then they all left for the Siddha Ashram. Also the Dwarka buses. And the Vrijbasis got there first, and that was a very beautiful place. There's a big lake there, and it's surrounded by trees and lots of birds and cuckoos, and it's a very peaceful place. It's just the carnivorous animals and the other animals that live very peacefully there. But Kapila Muni meditated. Also, Lord Shiva used to live there sometime. Very, very gorgeous gardens. And so then the Yadus arrived, and they were very charmed by the place, coming from the big city. So when they set up camp, then they said, let's go take our ritual bath. When they approached the Kund, it was surrounded by a silk cloth, or maybe the gopis holding this, thousands of gopis were all around holding a canopy, holding their cloth. So then they said, you can't, they said, our queen of Vrindavan is taking bath, you can't, you have to come back later. They said, hey, you know, we're the Yadu dynasty, we're the ruling kings of the earth. So they're not going to listen to some cowherd girls. However, when they tried to approach, just the glances of the gopis, they were knocked back. They were rendered helpless just by the glances of these gopis. And however they tried, they just couldn't approach. So then they thought, what is this? How is this happening? And in great embarrassment, they had to go back. However, then their wives saw that they were following them, but their wives approached, and their wives went to the, got to the Kund, because there's, you know, all ladies. And when they got there, they couldn't see Radharani, but they could see her, a great effulgence. She's Daptakanchana Gauranga, she's a golden effulgence, was like coming in waves from her, that part where she was bathing. So what they could see was like this golden aura coming out. And they were very amazed, and it was a very wonderful atmosphere there. And so they went and asked Krishna, who is this young girl who is there, whose servants forbade the Yadu warriors and stopped them coming. She's such a wonderful beauty that just the reflection from her body is overwhelming. What is her name? Where does she live? And who is her beloved? So Krishna says, oh, this must be the daughter of Kirtida and King Vrishabhanu, as she is known as Radha. And as soon as they heard the name Radha, all the queen's guards said, Radha, oh Radha, Radha Rani, because they heard about Radha Rani. Krishna used to talk about Radha Rani in his sleep, when they was sleeping in their beds. And he would call out the name of Radha and different names of different gopis, and his Yasoda and Nanda. While he was sleeping, he would be tormented in bed, dreaming about Braj, and he would be crying sometimes. So they could understand a little bit about the love that Krishna has for these Vrijbasis, and the love that they have for him, and especially Srimati Radharani, because they knew that that was his chief girlfriend when he was younger, while he was living in Vrindavan. And they heard a lot about it. So they was amazed. Oh, Radha, Srimati Radharani has come here on a pilgrimage. And so they're very ecstatic. We've heard so much, and now we can actually see Srimati Radharani. So Krishna says, she is the queen of Vrindavan, and I am a only beloved. And she's coming here on a pilgrimage, but I think she's come just to bless our eyes, to bless us with her great beauty. So Satyabhama, as we heard yesterday, Satyabhama is an expansion of Radharani. When when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Dwarka, then all the gopis, since they expanded as the queens, as we heard yesterday, and appeared mysteriously there. So Satyabhama is the expansion of Srimati Radharani, and she is contrary by nature for Krishna's pleasure, because all the different gopis and gopas, they have different temperaments to match Krishna's mood. So whatever mood he's in, there's a particular gopi to exactly match that mood. Srimati Radharani is the best, because she can match any of Krishna's moods. But anyway, this is all the... So Satyabhama, she's having this contrary nature, and she's... And Krishna likes it, and then she's showing her pride, so she's speaking up. And she's saying, "Oh queens, why should Radharani's equal beauty be without equal? Is she the only object of Krishna's love and Krishna's mercy? Aren't we all dear to Krishna? We're also his object of mercy, and we're our own beautiful. Why Radharani is so special?" And she said, "Beauty and virtue, they worship me. Why should we not be equal to Radha?" And some of the queens were giggling somewhere, because they understand what she's like. And then she said, "My beauty brought Krishna under control. And my beauty, by my beauty, it empowered him to defeat Banasura and capture all your princesses." Krishna defeated Banasura and took the 16,000 princesses. So Satyabhama said, "That was by my potency, by my beauty, he managed to do that." He's showing off. "And by the strength of my beauty, Krishna conquered Indra, and by the influence of my beauty, he bought the Parijata flower for me." Who is this? Who is this cowherd girl? And then Satyabhama said to Rukmini, "Oh beautiful, beautiful eyebrowed Rukmini, those great kings who fought over you, all the great kings of the world were there for the symbol, right, of Rukmini. They all wanted Rukmini's hand. Rukmini is so beautiful." And it says that when those kings, just by seeing you when you came out, they fell off their horses. We say, there's an expression in English, she knocked their socks off. But this one is, she knocked them off their horses, and they fell down practically unconscious just at the beauty of Rukmini. So why are you not as beautiful and fortunate as this Radha? She's only a cowherd girl. So a little proud of their great beauty and their great wealth and their opulence and their mercy, they live with Krishna, they married Krishna. And they said, she said, "Krishna, dear husband, we've heard of you speak of Radha, and of your love for her, and her love for you. Now that she is here, at a great separation from you, we would deem it our great fortune if you could introduce us to Radharani." And Krishna could understand they wanted to compare Radha's beauty to their own beauty. And so then Krishna sent a gopi, a message with a gopi to Srimati Radhika. She could come and if they could come and she could come and see them. And of course Radharani was very, very ecstatic. When she got that message, then tears filled her eyes and her body began to tremble. And she folded her hands and prayed to Siddhashram, "You're so great. You're so great. You're actually, you're so powerful. We just took our bath here and immediately you revealed, you said there'll be no separation from Krishna. This is a benediction one gets. And immediately our desires are fulfilled." So she was praying to offer her pranams to the Siddhashram. And then she quickly dressed, the gopis dressed her and put nice jewelry and cosmetics. She was very anxious, but Lalita was cautioning at her, "Radharani, don't be too anxious. don't throw yourself at Krishna, you know, how she usually does. Don't show your too much eagerness to meet him right now. Be calm, be demure." And Radharani is thinking, "I waited 100 years and now she's telling me to be cool. She just wants to run and fly into Krishna's arms after so long." But somehow or other she managed to control her emotions. And and then she, with all the gopis and shakis and manjaris behind there, then Radhika gradually approached Krishna. And she's very effulgent. And it says that the sun shine moved away, the light of the sun moved in front of her by her great effulgence. And she was coming there with all the hundreds and hundreds of the gopis, walking towards Krishna and the queens, and they was really all really in awe about all of this. Her fragrance, which went ahead of her, all the bees were hovering in front of her, making a pathway before her, and all the animals and birds of the forest, they stopped their noises and listened. Just by hearing her ankle bells, everyone became silent and just listened to that that sound, which is better than anything to be heard. And then when they came close, and some of the gopis were standing in front of Radha, so Krishna couldn't actually see, they could only perceive her by her great effulgence and by her aroma and by a great ecstatic feeling the closer she came. And then the gopis parted, as if opening a curtain. The gopis stood away from Radharani. And she had a wonderful smile on her lips, and stardust beamed from her eyes. And as she moved forward, they said the entire forest was swaying with her movements. And she stepped forward with very gracefully stepping like a celestial doe, deer, and her effulgent aura was spilling on the floor. And the love that emanated from Radharani was just overwhelming for the queens, and immediately disarmed the queens and made them, and humbled them, made them embarrassed. And they were completely awestruck to see the beauty of Radharani. Since they were So Rukmini and the queens, they were like wilted, compared with Radha's beauty, they were like wilted flowers thrown into a river of beauty and sucked into the whirlpool of Radha's unprecedented love for Krishna. And they were feeling so much ecstasy, they just couldn't contain it. Their tears came to their eyes and their minds were reeling and they all fell unconscious. Jai Jai Sisi Radhi Sham. And Krishna was just transfixed, just looking at Srimati Radharani. Says he was like a blind man who just gained his sight. And all his senses took on the function of sight. So he could enjoy her to his full satisfaction. You know, Krishna's senses are interchangeable, right? He can eat with his eyes. Similarly, he can see with his ears, touch. All those senses are interchangeable, so that he can really appreciate a quality in many aspects, many dimensions. But still, it's like a feast for a starving man, and a fortune for a beggar, and a journey's end for a wanderer. So he was just, Krishna was just numbed, just staring at Radhika. And he was thinking, now I've come to my journey's end. And then, but Krishna had to compose himself, and quickly, before his wives regained consciousness again. And so when they came back to consciousness and stood up, their pride was crushed into powder at meeting Srimati Radhika. And then they began to speak amongst each other, the queens, that such a beauty has no equal. We've never ever seen or heard of anything as beautiful as this girl anywhere. That beauty must become from her pure love for Krishna. So how much love she might have for Krishna, that's the cause of her great attractiveness. When the gopis first heard the queens talking, because they were a little critical of the gopis, Radharani's beauty, they were a little unhappy. But when they saw this, how humbled the queens were now, the gopis, they took the queens in their hearts and embraced them. And then the queens, feeling that, they also returned that love that they felt from the Shakyas. Then Krishna smiled respectfully, and he approached Radha and he stood before her. But he couldn't say anything, because they've been, you know, Radharani had been waiting forever for this, to behold her lover. But in the presence of his wives, he couldn't really express his heart. And Radharani was also too shy to do anything. She was just looking at Krishna's lotus feet with her palms joined in pranams. But through her eyes were full of tears, and her body was trembling. And then her voice, she spoke, and her voice was also quivering with emotion. Finally, my long years of sorrow, countless austerities, and never-ending service to the devas have borne fruit. Bathing at the Siddhashram, I have gained the company of him who is rarely attained by the strict practice of religious principles. Then gradually Radharani lifted her eyes from Krishna's feet to his beautiful face, and she felt like a stranded fish who was going thrown back to the ocean. And then she began to appreciate Krishna's beauty, and her mind just swam in the beauty and the qualities, and that remembrance, all those wonderful pastimes they had, flooded back, and she was just appreciating Krishna's great beauty. And she said, "Oh Hari, anyone who can see you is so fortunate. Even more fortunate than those people are the people that you see, that you behold. And better than them are those that love you. And better than those that love you are the ones that you love." "Oh Krishna, love of the world, so life of my life, as I recall your pastimes, I'm overcome with wonder, happiness, and love. And as I see you again, the object of my constant meditation, I ecstasy." Subdued Radharani became absorbed in ecstasy, and she couldn't contain herself anymore, and she began to cry. And her body trembled, and her hairs were standing on end. And Krishna's queens, seeing this great love and the ecstatic symptoms and this great loving emotions which are emanating from Radhika, were stunned. They could only stare in disbelief. They'd never seen such a display of pure love. And then one of Radha's friends, by eye contact, she reminded her that you're in the company of all these queens, and have to control yourself, control the emotions. And with great difficulty then, Radharani began to compose herself. And then there was a great silence, and Krishna stepped forward, and he greeted Radharani, and he spoke to all of the gopis. And then he introduced the queens, which was their desire, to Radhika and the gopis. And there, all the queens and the gopis, they embraced each other, and the queens were feeling very, very, very blissful. And after the formal exchange, then Radharani addressed the queens. She said, Oh sisters, as there is one moon for all the Chakara birds, there's also one Krishna for all his innumerable devotees. You ladies are Krishna's true devotees, for he's accepted you as his wives. Whatever is to be known about him can certainly be known from you. I beg you, therefore, to please accept my humble respects. And then Rukmini stepped forward and said, Radhika, we've heard about your incomparable love and devotion and beauty to Krishna. Now we've actually seen it with our own eyes. And she took Radharani's hand and said, please honor us by coming to our camp. Let us host you and your shakis. Of course, it wasn't that really what Radharani had on her mind, to come all this way to go to the queen's camp. She wanted to be with Krishna. But she looked at Krishna and she could, by his eyes, he told her that it's, you have to go with him, it's not the right time, you have to be a little patient, we can meet later. But right now you should go with them. So then they took them to their camp and they worship Radharani. They offered an aarti because they realized they made a big offense by speaking, not understanding her great qualities. So they worship Radha and then they went back and worshipped all the gopis. And they were talking till late at night. And then after the queens put all the gopis to sleep very comfortably, they were tiny when Rukmini was going back. And she went to Krishna's camp to make sure that he was sleeping nice, comfortable. And she saw the lamps were still burning. So she went there and asked him, why are you sitting like this? You're not taking rest. And Krishna, as if speaking in a dream, said, you pleased Radha with your gracious welcome, and thus I am pleased. But one thing you forgot, it leaves me incomplete. And Rukmini said, what was that? She said, well, the gopis, every night they take hot milk before they go to bed, and you didn't give her any hot milk. So immediately she ran and prepared some hot milk for Radharani and some betel nuts. And Radharani took that, and then Radharani lay down to sleep. So then Rukmini went back and told Krishna that we've given her hot milk, and she began to massage his feet. And then she saw there were blisters on Krishna's feet. She said, what is this? What is the cause of this? And he said that, actually the milk you gave to Radhika was too hot. But she accepted it anyway, because she didn't want to be impolite. But so I accepted this, the burns on my feet. And then Rukmini obviously was speechless. And she realized how they were, her and her co-wives were blinded with pride, that they couldn't actually, couldn't appreciate anyone else. They thought they were the most fortunate creatures in creation. But no, they were very happy that they had the good fortune of actually being with Krishna. So, the next day, then they went back, the queens, they were discussing all night about this wonderful days, the wonderful activities of the day. They were discussing all night, and they were talking about, how fortunate the gopis were, and how Krishna used to be with them. And then they got onto the rasa dance. That was the most, they say, that is, we've heard about this rasa dance, there's nothing to compare in all the three worlds. Maybe we could have a rasa dance here. So they asked Krishna, can we have this rasa dance that we've heard so much about? So Krishna said, well, he said, you'll have to ask Radharani. She's the, without Radharani, there's no rasa dance. So you'll have to ask her. And then, so they went to Radhika and asked, that we've heard so much about this wonderful rasa dance, could we also have one here in Dwarka? Because Mahaprabhu forbade, he told, was it Ramananda Roy, don't mix Vrindavan and Dwarka. You write two separate books, because he was going to write out. But anyway, they've done it in Gargasamhita, but it does, you can see, it makes a contrast where you can actually see the differences. So for that purpose, we are mentioning it. So then they went to Radha and they said, Radharani, asked her if it's possible, and she said, well, you have to ask Krishna. They said, well, we just asked Krishna and he told us to ask you. And she understood that Krishna wanted a rasa dance. So she said, okay, let it be. Then she so she told him to get all the necessary paraphernalia for the rasa dance, musical instruments, powders and whatever they use, and then they met, and the kind of dresses, clothes they should wear. It was a full moon, evening was coming, so on the full moon night they had the rush. And then they all got there into the arena and they arranged everyone in a circle. And then Krishna and Radha stood in the middle, and then they began showing some of the different poses, the different dance steps and the different mudras, just to give an idea of what was to happen, and to give them a little training in the thing. And they were all amazed at this sight of Radha Krishna giving their dancing lessons. So then they knew, of course the queens knew how to dance, but they only knew palace dancing. They didn't know forest dancing. So they were very happy. Then the dance began. And they played the music. There were drums, flutes, veenas, kartals. And the atmosphere became very, very transcendental. And the gopis began singing. And then the queens would learn the line. The gopis would sing the line, and then the queens would learn that line and follow them. So then the queens would also sing along with the with the gopis leading. And so Krishna was there in his yellow cloth, looking very, very handsome. And they was trying to make a comparison. It says, was Krishna like the moon surrounded by many stars? No, because Radha's shone as brilliantly as he did. And because Krishna appeared in multiple forms to be with every queen. Was Krishna like a comet in the sky? No, comets are inauspicious, but the firmament of queens and gopis, Krishna was the ultimate form of auspiciousness. Was Krishna comparable to any other thing? No, he was comparable only to himself. Rather, by being compared to him, all things gain perfection only by their contact with him. So in other words, you can't, it's beyond explanation, this rasa dance, the not just the arena, the whole atmosphere, and the beautiful girls and the beautiful way they're dancing, and the happiness and the whole ambience, it's actually indescribable in words. So this is what they had. And then goes on, we're skipping through it. And after when the dawn arose, they were sad that the dance ended, but they were in great bliss because all the queen's desires were fulfilled. They never experienced so much ecstasy before in their lives, so they're so happy. And they all surrounded Krishna and patted him for his dry perspiration. And the queen said, we feel like sages who have just, you know, attained self-realization and are full of the happiness of spiritual bliss. This has been a reward of many, many lifetimes of service and austerities to you. we have tasted the topmost nectar. There was never a rasa dance like this ever, not even in Vrindavan. So Krishna's, so really, he said, you've come to one rasa dance and experienced that. He said, but if you really want to know what the experience of the rasa, you better ask Radhika, she can tell you. So then they hesitated to approach Radhika, because every time they approach Radhika, she's always so many levels above what their understanding. So they're a little bit apprehensive to ask her. But anyway, they did. They found Radharani and wiped her limbs. They said, "Oh Radha, wasn't last night's rasa dance without equal? Wasn't the bliss we felt unsurpassable?" Smati Radharani is kind to everyone. So she smiled within. She bowed to the queens. And in a very sweet voice, she said, "Oh queen, Krishna's favorite." She's talking to Rukmini. "The dance last night, there were countless gopis and countless queens. And Sri Krishna showed unlimited dexterity in dancing with them. The moon was full, the sky clear, the dancing, singing, and playing of instruments beyond anything in heaven." And then Radha paused for a moment. "Yet, it was not equal to any ras dance in Vrindavan." What I'm saying is the truth. Satyabhama looked at Rukmini, and all the queens looked at each other. What is the meaning of Radharani's words? Then Radha motioned towards Siddhashram and said, "This place, where in this place is Vrindavan forest, filled with countless desire trees, flowering vines and intoxicated honeybees?" She pointed to the lake before them. "Where is a beautiful Jamuna river whose currents are like lines of poetry, full of lotuses and playful swans?" She pointed out the early morning silence by asking, "Where are the sweetly singing birds and aromatic breezes and honey-dripping trees? Where is Govardhan Hill, beautiful with its tall peaks, standing like a great elephant, rich with fruits, flowers, caves and waterfalls?" When Radha saw Krishna, he was listening at a distance. She bashfully lowered her eyes. "Where are the distinctive symbols of a gopa, the flute, stick, peacock feather? Where are they? And where is that Krishna, decorated with forest flower garlands, sitting in a gentle breeze by the Jamuna's sandy shore?" Radharani closed her eyes and she described the Krishna of the rasa dance in Braja. "Where are the swinging earrings on that Krishna's handsome cheeks? Where is his loving glance, the happiness of his touch, the Cupid-inspired arrows from his eyes? Where is his tugging on my clothes, his offering of gifts? Where is that nectar-sweet smile?" And she carries on. And no one could reply to her. She said, "Oh queens, the one answer to all my questions is no. And that no resounds with pride throughout the gardens of this sacred place. Without Vrindavan forest, there can be no such Krishna. Without Vrindavan Krishna, there can be no such pastimes. And without such pastimes, I can never be completely happy. My dear Satyabhama, my heart tells me that the rasa dance we just enjoyed contained not even an atomic particle of bliss that manifests in the same dance in Vrindavan. And as true as this fact is for me and my gopi friends, how much more is it for our beloved Krishna?" The hearts of Krishna's queens filled with wonder and joy, like a tidal wave that sweeps the beach of all debris, Radha's revelation swept away the pride of Krishna's queens. The original Krishna resides forever in Vrindavan and is present elsewhere in his expansions of that original form. So the in this way the queens, they got to understand the truth by the mercy of the inhabitants in Vrindavan. And Radhika revealed all these super excellent truths and pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Jai Sisi Radhe Madha. Radharani appearance day ki. Silvo Vada ki jai. And Daigo Pramandi. Hare Krishna. Now, I'll be Pancharatna Ji.